Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, and this is a manifestation invitation and direction, or just some ideas of how to work with the star tetrahedron or the Star of David. And just a quick reminder, the star tetrahedron or the tetrahedron is any grand trine or any trine energy, triangular energy that is the basis of all life. Everything is based on this primary geometry of nature, the tetrahedron. And without it, our universe wouldn't really exist. And I've mentioned this in other audios on the star tetrahedron or on the water trine energy. So it is a powerful energetic force. And when you put two tetrahedrons together, you get the star tetrahedron or the Star of David, it's also called. And so this is really about the uniting of heaven and earth, the bringing together the balance between polarities and yin and yang, male and female, day and night. So whatever the polarities are that we experience here in this third dimensional reality. So it is about embracing both aspects, light and dark, and teaching or the consciousness or the energetic that is connected to the star tetrahedron is also known as, has been referred to as like Christ consciousness, where love is expressed in a pure form. There are no conditions, there are no demands, there are no expectations, but it's just that place of pure love. And not so much about our personal love, although that can be included, but it's really divine love, universal love, the love that comes from that unbounded field of pure consciousness. So what I want to do is just share with you a way that you can work with the star tetrahedron to manifest your heart's desire, your true heart's desire. And really, the star tetrahedron is about getting us in touch with what our heart's desire is. And that's not coming from an ego place, that's not coming from a mental place, but it's really coming from a pure source energy, the source of creation, and helping to manifest what we truly desire as our offering, bringing our gifts to this reality at this particular time. So this comes from the Spirit of Ma'at website. I'll include a link for people who want to go and check it out. But I just thought it might be a great little process to take people through. And let's just, well, first of all, what you imagine, it, you can imagine the imagery of the Star of David as a three-dimensional imagery, which is forming the star tetrahedron. And it is representing our physical body. It actually represents all of creation, and every molecule and so on has a connection to the tetrahedron. And so if we think about the star tetrahedron as connecting to our physical body, we could also think that it connects to our emotional, the feeling realm, as well as the mental body and the spiritual body. And bringing all of these together. In a way, it's about bringing heaven to earth, bringing heaven and anchoring it here on earth. So what you may want to do is have a manifesting goal in mind. And it's really important to think about how you're stating the goal. State it as if you already have it. I am healthy. I am happy. I am prosperous. I am living my life purpose. I am embracing what's mine to experience, expressing what's mine to experience. These are just some ideas that are popping into my head at the moment. You may have something more specific, and that's completely fine, but state it as if it's already accomplished. And then you can just kind of close your eyes, take a deep breath, breathe into your belly, filling up your belly. And as you fill up your belly with your breath, notice how you're opening to receive the life force energy and that it's filling you and expanding you. And then as you release the breath, that you're letting it go and surrendering to through the process of the breath as it leaves your body, cleansing, purifying, healing, and then intentionally drawing the breath into the belly, filling it up with love and with your intention, with what it is your heart's desire. And then you can think of these words. I open myself to be totally in alignment with the natural flow of abundance and my higher purpose. I choose to receive all forms of abundance and richness in my life in alignment with my heart and my higher purpose for everyone's highest good and healing. I am prepared for the sudden movement of this manifestation into my life with grace and ease. I choose to clear anything within my field that doesn't serve or match my manifestation with grace and ease. I choose to fill myself with energies, beliefs, emotions, experiences, love, and light that match my manifestation. So whatever the manifestation intention is, this is a great statement. And if you want to get the actual written verbal, a written version of the statement, you can go to the link on spiritofmaat.com. So again, I'm just going to share this. Allowing the divine to bring this to you, this or something better, always add something better, this or something more amazing than what I've even imagined. And as you're thinking and feeling and imagining these words, you can be in a place of gratitude, of love and gratitude. So, from that place of love and gratitude, just really feeling it as profoundly and as deeply as possible. And as you're also doing this, you can imagine the star tetrahedron and imagine the merging of heaven and earth, the coming together of these two seemingly polarities, and it is time for us to be living heaven on earth so that this time, this portal, this energy of the star tetrahedron is one we can anchor fully in our hearts and our awareness and our being and open up to the higher consciousness or the vibrational consciousness of love, of Christ consciousness, or whatever you would like to call it. I think love is a great way to describe this consciousness and this energy. And then you may want to ask these questions. Are there any parts of my manifestation that I desire that need balance? Are there any parts I'm avoiding or refusing to connect with or denying? Are there any parts that need extra love? And if you find that maybe you have some sort of physical resistance or doubt or uncertainty that comes up in relationship to this manifestation, this desire of what you would like to manifest, and bring forth, then it would be really great to sit with that, be with that, acknowledge that, feel that, and then allow it to go. You could release it and let it go. And then as you're doing this and feeling into this and really tuning into this vast field of love and manifesting from this vast field of love, just know that everything and anything that is necessary to support the manifestation of your divine purpose, of what it is that is yours to give, what is yours to bring, is already with you and already manifesting for you. Sometimes it's already manifesting and we don't even see it. So being open to seeing it, being open to believing that it's already there, and through that belief being able to see it more clearly. And then the other part of it, which is the key, really great big key, is to be open to receive it, to receive that support. So again, you're going to maybe want to just tune into the statement, tune into your manifesting goal, and tune into the statement. I open myself to be totally in alignment with the natural flow of abundance and my higher purpose. I choose to receive all forms of abundance and richness in my life in alignment with my heart and my higher purpose for everyone's highest good and healing. I am prepared for the sudden movement of this manifestation into my life with grace and ease. I choose to clear anything within my field that doesn't serve or match my manifestation with grace and ease. I choose to fulfill myself with energies, beliefs, emotions, experiences, love, and light that match my manifestation. I allow the divine to bring me this or something better. And so it is.